all my fresh and ready players. This is the Dominion League Weekly Podcast. I am your host, Strumpf, and this is the episode for February 10th, 2023. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life for League, and I'm feeling good. League is 5 days old, so obviously not very many matches have gone down. Let's take a look. Our A division this season features J-Nails, Haka 3, Kazumaru 0828, N.A. Smith 99, Zerix, and Yurika Mome. Mako's forecast puts defending champion Kazu as most likely to win the division. We shall see. So far, J-Nails has kicked off his season with two matches. He ties against N.A. Smith and wins against Haka 3. Junt Grizz and Minion Pon played and tied a match for B1. In C2, Lemonspawn is on top of things, having played two matches already, tied one against Kateri and lost the other against Swordfish Trombone, who is currently leading the division. And that's all we have for B and C tier at the moment. In D3, Scumpy narrowly won against S-Sounder and is now in the lead. In E2, Big Farm won against Youngster Joey. In E6, Viking 39 won their match against Seltrosa. And in E8, Kriesta and Munchgrapes tied the soul match that went down there this week. And that is all for D and E so far. I'm happy to report that we got a full set of tier champions for season 55! Yay! Shout out to Haka 3, our B champion, Triple Range Merge, our C champion, Swordfish Trombone, our D champion, Single T, our E champion, ZW Lemon, our F champion, and Chappie, our G champion! Congratulations and good luck in this new season! So, I did not collect any results comments so far. Everyone, please step up. So, we are only 5 days into the season, but you won't believe it, or maybe you will, but we already have our first significant League Club member! Shout out to Peter, who has 83% in 3 matches! Well done! And I told you it's going to be like a very, very short episode, probably more like a mini-sode. But yeah, so with that, we've already reached the preview. Today, that is Friday at 18 UTC, Mixinak will play Chorus for League B. Then tomorrow, that is Saturday, at 19 UTC, Tracer will play Akuchi and Triple Range Merge will play Rust 2 for B2. And at 22 UTC, Earl will play Lemonspawn for C2. And then on Sunday, Makos will play Rust 2 at 19 UTC for B2, and Chestic will play Chimera for C4, also at 19 UTC. And then I see that on Monday, Nizella will play Chorus for Kart Champions at 17 UTC, which sounds like it's going to be a great match. And then at 21 UTC, Alibi1152 will play Helby for D3. And that's all so far. Which means we've already reached Spec Chat, where I'll share thoughts on any given piece of media I've consumed over the week that is strictly non-Dominion related. I have been watching a lot of Downton Abbey lately. It is very comforting because it's not really about a story being told, but about watching the social interactions between the family and their staff. The storylines are not exactly always low stakes, but the narration is so that you know everything will turn out just fine, so you're not on the edge of your seat or terribly worried. The show is just beautiful to look at, and it has such great humor with Maggie Smith as the elder Lady Grantham, Jim Carter as the butler Mr. Carson, and Phyllis Logan as the housekeeper Mrs. Hughes. This show is so British and, yeah, just excellent comfort TV. I have to imagine that the precursor of this show was the 2001 movie Gosford Park. Gosford Park. Written, among others, by the same writer and creator of Downton Abbey. I can also highly recommend Gosford Park. It's a murder mystery based in the same general setting. You have an aristocratic family and their staff entertaining guests in their familial manner. There are some murder mystery aspects in Downton Abbey too, but thankfully not too many. I will say, watching a lot of seasons in a row right now, I feel like Anna and Mr. Bates have the least fun storylines. They're so rarely left in peace and have just a ton of silliness thrown their way and some really, really annoying plot lines. But overall, it's a great show. It's just so nice. And now I've got a little snippet from my conversation with Donald X for the advent calendar for you that didn't make it into the doors.
Which ends up being the ideal attack, because it's just each other player gains a curse. It's very terse, so it leaves you tons of room on the card for what's special about this version. And it's this attack that's so often compelling that everyone can deal with. I mean, there are people who hate witches, of course. But yeah, the knights are way more controversial. But I'm still happy to have done them.
Yeah.
The end.
I recently won a terrible knights game, so I'm probably biased. And I'm like, knights? No problem.
Well, you know, in a two-player game, I always cite, like, this is what I would say about Barbarian. You know, I buy Barbarian, you buy Workshop. Actually, you know, I bought a five. So let's say you buy a Sculptor, right? You get a snazzy Workshop. You know, I play Barbarian, you play your Workshop, you gain a silver, I play Barbarian, I trash it. It's like, we're even here. Like, there are games where there isn't the Workshop, but, so it's a thing, right? Some games there's witch and there's no way to trash the curses, some games there's a knight and there's no way to gain cards.
Yeah.
But it is very easy to fight these things. Like, very often, you can just be like, I will just survive the onslaught of these. I don't need to buy my own Barbarians.
Yeah, I agree. I don't really believe in ban lists. But that might be just because I very rarely play against people outside of tournaments. I mean, I do play a lot of tournaments, but I don't. Other than that, I just play the bot. So it's probably hasn't come to a point where it's aggravating that I have to ban cards. But I kind of...
Have you played the Temple Gates Games version?
No, I haven't.
While their bot is, you know, not great, it blows away Lord Raddington.
I see.
It will beat you some.
Okay.
And it will do more interesting things. And sometimes it will spot something that you hadn't spotted.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not everything I dreamed, but I play that one. It's you can get it on Steam. And it works very well. Mm. I'm not really interested in playing against other people. In games online, in games in general, you know, I would like to be the one spending the time doing the thinking, not wait on somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
I play in real life, you know, 2 days a week, and I wait plenty on people there, but it's also social. And online, it's like, it's not social, and I'm waiting. But I can't, like, stop the game in the middle and make myself a sandwich, whatever it is. It's like, no, you know, you've got this game going on. And there's also, like, I would have to be anonymous because it would just be too tense.
Oh,
like,
yes.
I'm the guy.
Yes.
This was something about how you're mostly just playing the bots. But I play on Temple Gates, and I do have a tiny ban list. And we're going to cover one of those cards.
Oh, intriguing.
Yeah.
Do you have, like, now I have more questions, and I shouldn't because we have so many cards left, but
that's okay.
Do you have multiple accounts on Dominion.games or just the Donald X account?
No, I'm just Donald X.
Okay.
Yeah, if anyone else claims to be me, they are not.
Oh, no, I was wondering if you had another account that you play against people with.
A few years ago, I decided I would play a little and see how it went.
Mm-hmm.
And I got another account. So there was an account, a secret account that you cannot know the name of. And I played some, and I mostly won because the opponents were easy. I feel like I may have just lost. Well, let's not go into specifics. How many games did I lose? Then you'll look up which account lost exactly this many games. But I almost always won, but that was because the opponents were easy.
Yeah.
And it was too tense. Yeah, it was like, oh, I've got to win this game, even though I wasn't the guy, right? Because I was just some guy. I was like, no, I want to do well. I'm the guy.
Yeah.
Like, I was still the guy to me.
Yeah.
And so, yeah. So I played a little and, you know, got sick of it. But I enjoyed playing against the bot on Temple Gates, and they have this Daily Dominion thing. So other people are playing the same board, and you can see, you know, what they did instead and how well they did.
Okay.
But I do have a few cards banned there. We can go into that when we cover one of those cards.
All right, then let's move on to Den of Sin. And that's it for this episode. Thank you for tuning in. You can find me on Discord for feedback. I am @Strumpf, and I'll catch you all next time. The game has ended. Bye!